Ukraine security issue.
The war will end either when Ukraine wins or when the Russian Federation wants to stop it, President Volodymyr Zelensky has said. He believes that in case Ukraine does not stop Russian aggression, the war will spread to other countries or even continents. Russia will only want this war to end if it feels weak and isolated. That's why it is so important to support Ukraine, Zelensky said, adding that the costs of this war are measured in the lives of Ukrainians who are fighting for freedom and democracy in their countries and the whole world. What Russia is doing in Ukraine is far beyond the definition of a military operation. It is sheer genocide of the Ukrainian people, National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov said in an interview. But Ukraine will withstand thanks to its armed forces and the partners that support it, he said. Moscow hasn't been able to invent anything new and is doing what it did in the 1930s when they organized the Holodomor. Now, too, they are trying to exterminate our entire population. But I can assure you that it will not happen. Whatever they do, we will win. More and more countries are becoming our partners, realizing that Russia's chances to win are zero. More countries are beginning to help us. I think that with their help, we will definitely hold out and win. But it will take some time, said Oleksiy Danilov. The Pentagon has officially announced a $1.2 billion contract with Raytheon Technologies Co. for the production and purchase of six NASAMS air defense systems for Ukraine, in addition to several such systems already deployed. Meanwhile, Polish Defense Ministry Mariusz Błaszczak has tweeted that his German counterpart Christina Lambrecht promised to submit a proposal to her government to deploy its Patriot air defense systems to Ukraine. President Zelensky said in a comment that a positive decision would be a historic one, and Yuri Ignat, spokesman for the Ukrainian Air Force, said that these systems would modernize the Ukrainian army and the Ukrainian military would master them in no time.
Якщо такі комплекси, як і Patriot, будуть у нас на озброєнні, це буде ще один.
If we got Patriot complexes, it would be another huge step toward our victory. Our army would become even more professional and armed with advanced weapons. The Patriot is one of the best missile defense weapons in the world. Can our military master it? They have mastered so many weapons over these 9 months of war that our partners should have no doubts on their score. Of course, we can and we will do it in the shortest time. All it takes is the political will to give us such weapons, said Yuri Ignat.
Зможемо, опануємо найкоротші терміни, лише була політична воля країн давати нам таку зброю.
France, jointly with European and Ukrainian partners, has embarked on establishing a special international tribunal for Russia's crime of aggression against Ukraine. Member of Parliament Volodymyr Arishonko, a member of the Standing Committee on Law Enforcement, welcomed the news and told Ukrainian radio that the establishment of the tribunal would pave the legal way for reimbursing Ukraine for the damage and losses caused by Russian aggression.
І мені здається, що ті кошти, які сьогодні або накладені на них арешти.
There are Russian assets frozen in European banks and the European leadership is ready to search for a mechanism to transfer these funds to Ukraine. It must be done impeccable in legal terms, because Russia would certainly appeal court verdicts. It's only by the legal way that we can receive these funds for reimbursement, said Volodymyr Arishonko. After Wednesday's reported explosion at the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called for stepping up security at all Ukrainian embassies and asked his Spanish counterpart to urgently investigate the attempt at Ukrainian diplomats. As we have reported, one of the Ukrainian embassy staffers was slightly injured by an explosive device enclosed in a package that arrived at the embassy on Wednesday morning. We will defend every Ukrainian, not only in Ukraine, but also abroad, with all available means. When the perpetrator of this terrorist act is identified, we will take all possible measures to ensure that this person or these persons are punished in the severest way, said Dmytro Kuleba. The Spanish authorities said the explosion at the Ukrainian embassy would be investigated as a terrorist act. The Spanish daily El Mundo reported that three more explosive packages had been found. They were sent to the Spanish Defense Ministry, a member of government, and an air base. Ukraine's ambassador to Spain, Serhii Pohorelcev, told the RTVE channel that the incident was part of Russia's war against Ukraine and that everyone should be on alert for any incidents, attacks, or provocations.